Hey there, sweetheart. You must be Shy Boy 222, right? But of course you are. You were dressed just as you described you would be. You look so cute. Now then, shall we go? Oh, don't play dumb. You know who I am. We texted this morning. You ordered the date option, so up with you. We are going somewhere it is a little less noisy. I know this perfect place for us in a near park. So give me your hand, dear. You know, I was surprised. I did not expect you to want to meet up today. But I am totally fine with it. Mommy had nothing better to do, you know? So I was sitting at home, all bored. So sad, don't you think? I didn't even have enough energy to put some actual clothes on. Just a flimsy tank top and leggings, it might be a number too small for me. My butt felt like it was squeezing out any second. So your message was like a wake-up call for me. I had to get Mommy out. I can't go on a date looking like a sloth, no? Your reactions are so cute. What's wrong, sweetheart? Is it making you nervous when I say date? But that is what you order. A date with a beautiful mommy, no? Or am I perhaps not to your liking? Is Mommy too old for you after all? I mean, you saw me in the photos on the app, but I guess in real life, I just can't hold up to your standards. I'm sorry. Maybe it's better if we're not doing this today after all. No worries about the payment. I'll just go home and... You do want to have a date with me? But it is so hard to believe you when you're not calling me how you should be, no? So, call me like you're supposed to. Oh, I don't care where we are. Be happy I just make you say it. I could make you go on all fours and kiss my boot for all I care. I know you a bit from earlier. You like this kind of stuff, don't you? So be a good boy and call me what you are supposed to. See? Was that so hard? Oh, I'm sorry. Did Mommy tease you too much? But you are just so cute when you're blushing. Also, before we arrive, we should get the payment done, no? You got it with you, right? Good boy, good boy. Now let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Perfect. Thank you, my dear. Look, we've arrived. Isn't this wonderful? The weather is nice, and you got your mommy to your side. If I were you, I'd be grinning from ear to ear. Oh, and you are. Is this the first time you're with an older lady? It is? And how is it? Exciting? Very, I see. Oh, no need to be sorry. Being nervous is one of your strong points, sweetheart. You are very cute when you're getting a little conscious of the situation. But you wouldn't regret this, no? That's what I thought. Good boy. Such a good boy. But we are not done moving yet, dear. I told you. I know this special place. A place for just the two of us. Don't you think it would be better for us to have some time alone? Just you and Mommy, yeah? Good boy. I knew you'd like that. Then follow. Grab Mommy's hand. Now don't be shy. I just don't want to lose my baby boy. That's it. Thank you. Your hands are a bit warm. Are you still nervous, dear? Very? Oh my. We can't have that. What can we do for you to be less nervous, huh? You don't know. No worries. I have the perfect solution for that. Hurry now, so we can finally be alone. It is right behind the big tree over there, behind the hedges. Here we are. So, what do you think? It's a flower field not everyone knows about. But I have some ties to the gardener in this park, so he let me in on his secret little place. And I thought this would just be the perfect spot for a date. Isn't this the perfect place for a picnic? What makes you so confused, sweetheart? I don't have a basket with me? Oh, how silly of me. I guess I need to find something else to nourish you. Let me see. Oh, I know. Come here. I should not be doing this, but I hope you can overlook my mistake. Please don't leave a bad review on my profile. You won't? Oh, thank you. Now then, were Mommy's lips enough to satisfy you? Oh? You got so tense all of a sudden. Is there perhaps something else you'd like to do? You want to give me a massage? Oh dear, what a fantastic idea. Mommy's shoulders are already hurting a bit, if you wouldn't mind. Wait. Let me pull the strings to the side. But don't you dare peek, okay? Or else Mommy's going to be mad at you. You know your way with your fingers, sweetheart. I bet you make all the girls around you feel just as good as you make Mommy feel right now. That's the spot. Ah. Oh, sorry. It just felt so good. But what did I have to hear there? My sweet prince is not a ladies' man? How can that be? You're so cute and kind. Mommy would take you any second if she was your age, you know? But of course, why would I want a dominant guy? A sweet and shy boy like you is much better. That's all I need. You're more gentle, easier to make happy. And easier to bind and make mine. Oh, forget about the last part. Continue with your massage, dear. Good boy. How does it feel, by the way? I know you'll keep peeking, even though I told you not to do so. Do you think Mommy is unaware? Do you think that Mommy doesn't catch your gaze on her? Is it that hard to resent? Yes? Oh, how honest. But what am I gonna do with you now? I think we need some form of punishment. I got the perfect idea. Since Mommy has to feel scared from your eye, I need you to face downwards. Now, please. On all fours, like a doggy. Ba-ba-ba-ba. Less talking, more moving. Go, go. Let Mommy see you on all fours. Gotta do it for Mommy. That's it. Good. What? Expected me to call you a good boy? For fulfilling your punishment? Oh, please. That is the bare minimum. Also, this is not the punishment. This is. You see? There are too many twigs on the ground. Mommy's butt started to hurt a little, and since you are not muscular in the slightest, I was thinking that your back must be the best place to sit. And it also works as a punishment. I surprise myself sometimes at how smart I can be. Hmm? What is it? You're making some weird noises. Is Mommy too heavy for you? I watched myself not to gain too much weight, but if I'm too heavy for you, I can get up again. Oh, that was intense, no? Don't tell me you find pleasure in this. Dear, how can this be a punishment then? I did not know you were such a naughty little boy. And to see your ears turn bright red from me calling you this. What a naughty, naughty boy you are. But I have to say, you really are comfy. My butt fits perfectly onto your back, like they were made for each other. From just below your shoulder blade, all the way down to your waist. I'm sorry. I know Mommy's got a big booty, but it's not something I can change, right? You like it? Naughty. What reaction is that? Dear, I think that is enough for now. Now don't look at me so disappointed. I'm sure we can repeat this next time if you want. Yeah, next time. You're going to book your favorite Mommy again, no? Oh dear, please, not so loud. I can hear you even if you talk normally. So, how about we keep wandering for a bit? Maybe you can hug Mommy's arm while we take a stroll. Would you like that? My naughty. Good. Then let's go. And don't do anything Mommy needs to punish you for, you hear me? I do not care if there are others around. If my baby boy misbehaves, he deserves punishment. And if you misbehave while others are around, is that my mistake or yours? Correct. Such a smart and good boy you are. Now let's go. We still have 10 more minutes before the time is up. Unless you want to extend today. You do? How wonderful. The rates for that are a bit higher than the original ones. But you wouldn't mind now, would you? That's what I thought. What a good, Good little boy.